The U.S. job market isn't as rip-roaring strong as we thought, but they're still hiring. Markets are signaling that is close to what our central bankers want to see. I'm David Brancaccio. There's news that 150,000 more people were on payrolls in the month just ended. That is okay, but it's less than expected even when all the auto workers who are on strike are factored in. And our understanding of hiring in August and September was also revised downward. Investors jumped into the bond market on this news, pulling the 10-year interest rate sharply down to about 4.5% right now. Analyst Susan Schmidt is head of public equity at the State of Wisconsin Investment Board.
The markets are taking this as a sign that things really are cooling in the economy. That's exactly what the Fed is trying to achieve. And investors are now thinking that that means the Fed won't have to raise rates going forward. They've paused for the last two meetings. And that's been the big question is, will they start raising and increasing those interest rates again? Right now, markets tell you that things are looking pretty good. They feel comfortable that the economy is coming back in line.
Yeah, and for people worried about inflation, another bit of encouragement is that average hourly earnings ticked up a bit in October, 0.2%. But if you look year over year into October, up now 4.1%. That's closer to what our central bankers are looking for.
That's much closer to what our central banks are looking for. And we saw unemployment tick up. So unemployment rate overall, 3.9%. Estimates were at 3.8%. Seeing that at that close to 4% level, again, a sign that the economy's strength is weakening just a little. And everyone talks about that soft landing. This is what we're starting to see, and this is what the market's being optimistic about.
Susan Schmidt, head of public equity at the State of Wisconsin Investment Board, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm David Brancaccio. Investors are digesting Apple's summer profits report and future guidance for the holiday quarter we're in now. The news, which came out after the market closed yesterday, shows disappointing sales in some but not all things Apple. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Apple's revenue dipped slightly in its latest quarter, but quarterly earnings were still up 13% year over year. That's partly because of money Apple makes from services like iCloud and Apple Music, and revenue from Google, which pays Apple to make it the default search engine on Apple products, an arrangement that's now being challenged in court. But Apple reported that sales of its Mac computers fell, and revenue from iPads was lower than last year. Apple CEO Tim Cook blamed an uncertain macroeconomic environment. He also said Mac sales were down from an all-time record last year, and iPhone sales were up in spite of a price hike for the new iPhone 15 Pro Max. It now costs almost $1,200. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
For many people with physical disabilities, going to the gym can be an ordeal. Lack of accessible equipment, wheelchair access to the facility, or decent parking are among the barriers to getting a workout. Enter Kansas City social entrepreneur Wesley Hamilton, founder and CEO of the Disabled But Not Really Foundation. He's creating a new approach. It's up and running for several months now. Here he is.
We realized that most facilities aren't inclusive when it comes to equipment, amenities, as well as staff, mentality-wise. My name is Wesley Hamilton. I am a philanthropist, entrepreneur, and public speaker. I have an organization by the name of the Disabled But Not Really Foundation. The purpose behind the foundation is to help individuals with physical disabilities find an identity after injury.
Joining this crew over here, I can talk about everything that's bothering me. They can share with me. It's things that are relatable, that people that don't have an injury, they don't understand.
Our goal was to create a facility of our own, one that was welcoming to all body types, but also have a special niche when it comes to people with physical disabilities. The way I look at it is most people that acquire disabilities later on in life, they go through the rehabilitation stage and then they kind of just push back out into society. But they're still in a shell because they don't know how to adapt to society. And what I have been able to witness is that through our program, we've had many people break their shell and become someone that not only they can be proud of, but is making a significant impact in the world today. For a lot of people, even myself, once you acquire a disability, you don't have a real standard foundation. You know, say you're working at a job, you might lose your job. You might have to get on a fixed income. So cost is always a question. And the most ironic thing is that everything for people with disabilities costs so much more. And then it's the value of the cost. I could get a gym membership today, but will I get value out of that gym? I mean, there's many times that I've gotten a membership, went into a gym, and they give you like the free training sometimes with a trainer. And there's been times where the trainer had no knowledge of how to work with someone with a disability. It's been a really good thing to see the impact that it's making on a community and how many people that aren't disabled that actually wants to come and work out with us. People with disabilities are no less than anyone else in society. And it's not if, but when we will all acquire and experience some disability in our lifetime. We should be creating a world we would want to live in, not creating a world that we wouldn't want to live in if the experience was something that we have to live in for the rest of our lives.
Wesley Hamilton, founder and CEO of the Disabled But Not Really Foundation in the Kansas City area. We're also covering the conviction of Sam Bankman-Fried, founder of the failed cryptocurrency exchange FTX. A jury in New York found him guilty on all counts of fraud and conspiracy for stealing billions of dollars from customers and investors. His sentencing is set for March. The 31-year-old could potentially spend the rest of his life in prison. Our coverage is in the Marketplace Morning Report podcast feed. If you missed it on the air, our executive producer is Kelly Silvera. Our digital producer is Dylan Mietnin. Our engineers are Jason Dooler and Nick Esposito. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.